Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. Donald Trump has been found to be in contempt of court by the judge presiding over his hush money trial in New York. The judge has fined Trump $9,000 for violating the court's gag order. And he's been barred from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and others connected to the case. Trump has also been warned by the judge that he will be jailed if he continues to violate the order. Now to the International Court of Justice in The Hague.
The court considers it particularly important to remind all states of their international obligations relating to the transfer of arms to parties to an armed conflict.
That's the World Court issuing a warning today, but stopping short of ordering Germany to stop selling arms to Israel. Nicaragua brought the case to the ICJ. But the court has decided the legal conditions required to make such an order have not been met. Nicaragua also asked the court to order Germany to resume funding to the UN's aid agency in Gaza, but Berlin restarted those payments on its own just a matter of days ago. Meanwhile, protesters at New York's Columbia University have taken over an administrative building on the school's main campus. That's a student storming the building overnight and insisting they will not leave until Columbia meets their demands.
Your student will not move until you completely divest from Israeli apartheid! Yeah.
The president of Columbia is saying the school has no intention of divesting from firms with ties to Israel. Video posted on social media is showing protesters inside the building smashing windows and throwing furniture. Yesterday, Columbia announced it would be suspending students who refused to leave the protest rallies on campus. The latest check on the Canadian economy shows it grew by 0.2% in the month of February. That's below what most analysts have been expecting, and it's down from the 0.5% growth we saw in January. It's now up to the Bank of Canada to determine if economic conditions are right for an interest rate cut. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre's tough-on-crime rhetoric continues to focus on bail restrictions and stricter punishments for serious offenders. But a recent speech is raising questions about how Poilievre would go about enacting his plan. Tom Perry has more.
Thank you very much to all of you in blue.
Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre speaking to the Canadian Police Association.
Multiple murders will only ever come out of jail in a box.
Promising to keep anyone convicted of multiple murder in maximum security and force them to serve consecutive sentences.
And all of my proposals are constitutional, and we will make them constitutional using whatever tools the Constitution allows me to use to make them constitutional. I think you know exactly what I mean.
Poilievre didn't say which tools, but in the past, he has talked about using the notwithstanding clause. Errol Mendez teaches constitutional law at the University of Ottawa.
Essentially, it's the straw that'll break the camel's back and lead to, eventually, the denigration of the Charter as a whole.
In his speech, Poilievre said as Prime Minister, he would be accountable to the people. Tom Perry, CBC News, Ottawa.
The latest round of talks on a global plastic pollution treaty have come to an end in Ottawa. And while the delegates on hand failed to agree on a draft text, the EU representative believes there is reason for optimism.
We support your proposal, Mr. Chair, which in our opinion presents a carefully crafted balance between work on technical matters and means of implementation. It may not be perfect, but we believe it is a good compromise.
However, the Rwandan delegation, which helped kickstart the process, has some concerns. It believes there's too much focus on expanding recycling and not enough on limiting manufacturing. A fifth round of talks are scheduled for later this year in South Korea. And that is The World This Hour. For news anytime, go to our website, cbcnews.ca. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.